You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We've all been there. Someone takes your lunch from the work fridge, uses all the printer paper and doesn't replace it, talks on the phone so loudly that noise-canceling headphones don't stand a chance. Yes, annoying coworkers and office etiquette. But also, how to cope with all that stuff before you lose your mind. Allison Green from Ask a Manager joins us every month to guide us through life at work. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So look, even in the best offices where everybody likes each other, you know, there's just this problem where people get under one another's skin. It's sort of a, I don't know, risk of the job. What are some of the main things that you hear about?
One of the biggest that I hear about all the time, probably every day, is noise. Noise of all sorts. So taking too many calls on speakerphone, or the person who keeps bursting into loud, raucous laughter while you're trying to concentrate, or the person who sits a couple of feet away from you and is just humming nonstop all day. It's stuff that sounds small when you complain about it to someone outside of your office, but when you are stuck in close proximity to it all day, it can get really aggravating. The other category I hear a lot about is intrusive coworkers. Hmm. So the people who comment on everything that you eat or demand to know whether and when you plan to have kids or why you're not dating right now. And there's also the opposite of that, which is the coworker who overshares way more than you want to know about their own dating life or their diet or their health. I could go on and on, but those are the categories that I hear about pretty regularly.
Well, okay, so what do you recommend for someone, you know, who is upset? Do you bring this up with the person directly or kind of go to HR and hope they can help you?
So in most of these cases, it's stuff that you want to try to address directly with the person. If you go to HR, your manager, with kind of interpersonal issues, they're likely to tell you to go back and talk to the person directly anyway, and you risk looking like you can't manage your own work relationships. So you want to try to address it yourself in most cases. I think it's pretty common for people to be hesitant to do it, though, because they don't want to cause tension in the relationship.
Yeah, people don't like conflict.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I get so many letters on these topics where I think people are hoping for some kind of magic solution where they can get the person to stop doing the annoying thing without actually having to talk to them. But if you want it to stop, you do have to speak up. You do have to have the potentially awkward conversation. And the thing to remember, I think, is that most people do want to know if they're doing something that's getting on your last nerve. And most people will be reasonable if you approach them about it politely. And also, people will generally take their cues from you. So if you're direct and matter-of-fact and you approach it the way you would any other work-related problem, instead of oozing awkwardness and discomfort when you raise it, it's probably going to go over okay.
There is sort of this rule of thumb that people often use for interpersonal issues, which is I feel X or my experience is X rather than you do X, Allison, and it drives me crazy. Is that helpful in this scenario to sort of help people feel less defensive?
I think one thing that can work really well is to make it about you rather than about them. So kind of like what you were saying, I mean, you could say, you know, I am just bizarrely sensitive to sound. So I don't want to tell you not to chew gum all day, but for some reason, I have a really weird thing about it. Hmm. I'm so sorry to ask, but do you think you could rein it in? So then you're making it about you. You're not telling them that they're a rude monster. You're approaching it from a standpoint that maybe will make them a little less defensive about it.
So you mentioned noise is one that comes up a lot. We had a listener write to us about noise in his office. I'm not going to use his name, but here is his comment. My question is, we're in an open floor plan with 20-foot ceilings and cubicles that are just tall enough that it's kind of hard to see over them. I sit toward the middle of the space. I have good hearing and hear conversations that take place within about 60 feet of me. Some coworkers are just naturally loud, especially on the phone, or have a tendency to use the speakerphone functionality when on conference calls. While I have noise-canceling headphones that I use to listen to music, I can still hear people talking. It's especially bad with the coworker sitting at the desk behind me who mutters, or with people who have conversations near my desk, which is across from the door into the copy room. Aside from going to HR with my concerns, which I don't think will be all that effective, how do I tell my coworkers to be more respectful of noise levels? Whew, there you go.
So Most people don't realize when they're making a noise that's bothering you, and most people are going to be receptive to a polite request to stop. So for the guy who mutters, you could say something like, I'm sure you didn't realize this, but when you talk to yourself while you're working, it can be pretty distracting. Any chance you could try to be aware of it and rein it in? And with the people who are having conversations in the copy room, that's trickier because it's probably different people each time, but you can pop in there and say, you know, so sorry to ask, but voices really travel here. Can I ask you to keep it down since I'm right across the way and trying to focus? But you know, when you're in an open floor plan office like that, there is going to be noise, and it can be a really tough environment to work in if you're someone who needs quiet in order to focus. That office sounds like they need a rule about not taking calls on speakerphone and being aware of noise in the copy room. And maybe that's something that the caller could suggest, because I bet he's not the only one who's annoyed by it.
We have another noise question. This one is a little more complicated. So our listener wrote, I'd like some guidance on a coworker who coughs, not just when he has a cold, but every 10 minutes. He doesn't notice he's doing it, and because we share a thin office wall, I hear him every hour of every day. He's senior to me, so I can't just walk into his office and confront him. Would it be too passive-aggressive to leave a bag of cough drops on his desk or a note suggesting he needs to see his doctor? Allison?
So this one is tough for everyone. I would not leave the cough drops or the note. You know, when someone has a chronic cough like that, they're generally acutely aware of it. He's probably tried cough drops, and chances are pretty good he's seen a doctor. So with this one, your best bet is to try to make it become background noise for yourself, or see if you can block it with headphones or even something like white noise. I know that's easier said than done, but it might help to keep in mind that he is probably equally frustrated, if not more so.
All right. What if you secretly suspect you're the annoying colleague? And, you know, maybe it's you think, ooh, I shouldn't have told that story about that bad date, or I babble too much, or maybe a candle on my desk is kind of stinky. What do you do?
I think we all probably do have habits that annoy other people. We've all probably been someone else's annoying coworker at some point. I think remember that we're all stuck sharing space with each other, whether we want to be or not, and just make a point about being thoughtful about how you're impacting that space, what sounds or what smells you're making, or how much of people's time you're taking up, what kind of energy you're bringing into the space. And that doesn't mean that you have to make yourself as small as and unnoticeable as possible, but just be thoughtful. And especially if you're in an open office plan with little privacy, or if you're in very cramped quarters, it can be good to just talk with people occasionally about how things are going. You know, is this space sharing working for everyone, or are there things that any of you could be doing differently? And the more open you seem to that kind of conversation, the more likely it is that people will feel comfortable approaching you if, in fact, you are driving them crazy in some way.
Allison Green, who runs the blog Ask a Manager, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find Allison's past advice on how to quit gracefully, appropriate office attire, and dealing with kids in the workplace. Just go to marketplace.org and look for Weekends Ask a Manager.